Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young. I'm also a spiritual teacher, and the purpose of this show is to gather experiences and give voice to the untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have questions. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and warning? Have you had felt divine healing of some sort, or had a divine healing, felt intuition, a voice of a higher power, been touched by an angel, near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into the divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008. I repeat, 1-888-627-6008. And this is a non-judgmental space, a healing space to tell your story, and you could possibly heal yourself and others. And I also want to let you know that there is a higher calling on your life. And this evening topic, and I always talk about what, you know, topics that's bothering me, and maybe some of you guys have the same problems. I'm sure we all have problems, but it's really a quote from Einstein. It says, "We cannot solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we use when we create them." And what he mean is the same problem that you cause. I mean, we all create. Now, get back to the, you know, you create your reality that you created this problem with. And some of you say, oh, I didn't create it. But what we all create our problems. I mean, it not we don't feel like it. But like I said, it's the same vibration that you created the problem is. You cannot solve the same problem. And what reason why I want to talk about this is that we don't always know. This is the topic for tonight, is that we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking and the same vibration that we created them with. And I didn't know this at first. I didn't know that I was even, you know, causing. I didn't know I was the causation of my problem. I didn't even know I created my own reality. So, it, you know, through my life and through experiences, now that I know that I created, I can change it. That makes a difference. But still, yet and still, it took me a while to know that. I knew that when I heard it consciously, yeah, you don't solve it, you create it at the same time. But I really didn't know what it meant. He means, and what it means is that that when we create our problems, when we are in our problems, we are in a certain low vibration. We're in a certain low vibration that started that problem. And we can try to find ways to solve that problem in that vibration. That's why we keep going around and around. Have you ever had a problem or problems? If you had tried to solve and it reappears over and over and over again, and you say to yourself, I thought I solved this problem. I thought I was over this problem. It could be a thing. It could be an event that keeps showing, a person that shows up. I just want to get this through, that you don't even know that this is at the level that you created this problem. Because I didn't know. And so you don't know how to solve it because you're in it. You're in it. You're so deep in it. You're saying, okay, I have this problem. I'm getting ready to try to solve it. But you're in it so deep that you want to wrestle it to the ground. You say, I'm going to solve this problem. I'm going to solve it. But you're not knowing that you have to change your whole perception about the problem. Your whole perception has to change. Your whole vibration has to change. Where? To the solution. It can't really stay long on the problem. It took me a long time, and I'm still, because there are still problems that, you know, either they're not all solved. I'm not saying that I have, but for the most part, if you have that understanding, you can deal with your problems better. And yes, a lot of my problems have been solved knowing this. This is a good thing to know, guys, divine listeners. This is a great thing to know, that when you have your problems, you come into your issues, and there's, And especially the ones we solve our problems too. I'm not saying that we problem solve, we check it off our list. But I'm talking about this problem that is kind of energetic with you and it's kind of emotional with you that, you look like you solved it. And a few years it show up in different pants or a different dress or a different person. And it sounds very familiar to your ears. You're saying, I thought I dealt with this. I know we all felt this way. I thought I dealt with it. It just seems like it keep creeping up, or a person saying the same thing, or event that's keep happening, or anything. It could be your kid being bullied, or you were bullied, or whatever the incident is that you trying to solve. It looked like you're going through all the scenarios, and you're going through all the narrative to try to solve this problem, and you constantly. It's reappearing. And you're saying, what do I do? But you really don't know that all along, you're at that same vibration, that low vibration. Say it's somebody bullying your kid. I'm just going to give you an example or anything. I'm just going to make the example. I got several examples. And you're saying, I've been talked to the principal. I done talked to all these people, but you're upset. You still, and you by right. It's not saying that you're not upset, and that you won't get upset with your problems, because we do. But I'm just saying, you at that vibration, you ready to, go to war. You ready to fight the kid that hit your kid or the kids, because it'd be more than one. Reason why I'm talking about it, I'm always talking about me. You really want, and you know you can't fight them. You're an adult. You're gonna have to fight the mother. So what poses all this? If one thing lead to a next, it gets bigger and bigger. So you're at that level. Of the problem, you don't know what to do, but you think you know what to do, but you don't know that you're at that level of that problem. So you go in, you tell your daughter or whoever or your son, listen, fight them back. We're gonna go talk to them, which is the normal things to do. I'm not saying, don't do the normal things to do to try to, resolve it, but you did the normal things. And here yet again, here this problem is showing up again. It's at you again. Here's you thought you solved it. Here's another kid, with the same drama or you being bullied. Either way, you're in this situation, and you not knowing that all along I'm dealing with this, with emotions. I'm dealing with this with a lot of reaction, a lot of anger. Especially if it comes up again, then you get more anger, you get more frustrated, and you get more emotion. The more emotion you get into the problem, the more bigger it become. Have you noticed? And so what we need to do is say, you know what? There's several ways to do it. And I'm just going to give you my examples of how to deal with it. First of all, the answer is in the problem. Okay, that's the good thing. The answer is in the problem, but it's not at that vibration. So every problem has its answers built in it, but it's not at the same vibration. So meaning that it's at another vibration, it's at a solution vibration, and that's what we really want. We want that solution in our problem, but we don't know it because we're so busy trying to wrestle with that problem. I mean, we know that we want the solution, but we think it's in the battle with the problem. I'm going to solve it, whatever it is. It could be this or something else. But I'm here to say, yes, the answer is in the problem, but it's also at another level. It's a different perspective, and it's a different perception, and it's a different way of seeing it or looking at it. Okay, what I mean is, all right, if I'm angry, I really need to, and I know y'all go back into, you need to calm down. You always have to need, you have to calm down so you can hear God. That's one thing. You always have to calm down. You always have to be, if you're not meditating, quiet your mind in a way, because your emotions can get the best of you and you can't hear God. But he's always, the answer is always there. So you need to calm down, first of all. You need to get in a meditative state or a state of mind where you can be relaxed. And then all you have to do, guys, is ask God for the solution. Just get into the solution mode. You don't know, and you have to admit, oh, I don't know what the solution is. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we think we know. But you have to get in that mode where you say, okay, I don't know what the solution is. Sometimes we don't know. Or sometimes we think we know. That's one way. You know, you get in that mode and you say, I don't know what the solution is, and go to the solution. This have happened. It's work, guys. Go into that solution mode. Say, Lord, give me the solution. Give me the solution. Give me the positive solution for this. And I always say positive for every party that's involved. For the teacher, your child, that child. It's a solution for all type of thing. So that's another way of solving. The other way is that when it looks like you're in battle with this problem, say you have a, I'll give you another example. You just can't win. You are at a vibration that you feel like you can't win, or you feel like you're ugly, or you just feel like you can't, whatever it is that you're tackling. The message to yourself in this vibration is that I can't win. Okay. I can't win. Things don't turn out my way. It always turned this way, no matter what. Every time I'm back, like I said, it's reoccurring again. And you're saying to yourself, I can't win. I can't do it. You're at that vibration, guys, that is saying, I can't win. I can't win. And so you're working in that I can't win. You're doing everything you're trying to do to bring yourself out of, but you're still in that vibration. And everything, it looks like it on appearance that, okay, I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to talk myself out of it. I do talk about being positive, but you still got to be in a different vibration even when you're positive. You got to come out of that vibration to a higher vibration of positivity. So sometimes I'm just saying we think we're coming out of it, but we're still in that vibration. And so, and sometimes, guys, you can say to yourself now, I know this is a different way of doing it. You can't just surrender to that that defeat that keep happening, Reven. You just say, okay, I just can't win. Sometimes you have to agree with it. And I know that's controversial, but try it. It can, and you probably already did in life where you had been messing with something or a problem that kept happening to you, where you just say, you know, F it, I'm just going to give into it, just leave it alone, give it to God, whatever. And it happened, I'm sure, in your life. But this can become a practice if this thing or whatever life poses you keep coming at you, or these reappearances, you just have to surrender to it and say, you know what? And what you're saying is, okay, I really can't. I know it sounds crazy, but y'all, I really can't. Whatever it is that you told this belief, because really I'm gonna get down to the beliefs in a minute. So you telling this belief because you have told this, but you have said this belief over and over. I just can't win. I can't win. I can't win at this. I'm not strong enough. Whatever it is, this keep happening. So you keep being faced with the same problem, and you say, I can't win. And so when you really start saying, you know what, I really can't win. And I know that sounds crazy. I really can't win. So you just surrender to that, what you was telling yourself. You surrender to that belief, because the truth of the matter is, what I really want to say is that that belief is true. You have said it so much that it became you. And so therefore you have to surrender in that. Not, you know, theoretically it won't be solved, but at that level, it's true. You made it true. It's not true in reality that God can't handle it or it won't change. But this belief that you keep saying to yourself, you know, feeding whatever it is, I'm ugly, whatever it is, I'm not good enough, I'm not whatever it is that you're saying. You done said it so many times it became true to you. I'll just say that. I'll just say it like that. That belief came true to you. So you recognize, you say, this is true. And you say, okay, I can't win. I can't win from it. But really you saying, and you just relief, you get into it, and there is a certain amount of relief to it, because you're fighting, you're really fighting with yourself. And our only fight is with ourselves, guys. I'm telling you. Divine listeners, your only fight is with yourself. It's really with no one else or out there. It's always with ourselves. So you've got two opposing things. You're saying I can on one side, somewhere in your spirit, you know you can, or you know that you're good enough. But then the other part, you're saying I can't, or I'm not good enough. And so you got opposing sides. That's going to have conflict within the body. And that's where disease and all everything come from, because you got conflict. You're not saying one thing to your body, soul, and the universe that I'm good enough, which is true, or I can do it, which is true. You have let that belief cover the truth, okay? For that, I'm just for that instant. You have let that belief cover the truth, and not it's not theoretically true, but you know, at you let the belief cover the truth. I'll just say it that way. Okay. You let it, so you say, okay. Somewhere I know that it's not true, but at this time you're saying it's true. And you got all the evidence pointing to it. Everything that's saying that I'm not good enough is contained in this belief. So every time you look out, you're gonna receive all that it contains. Okay, if that makes sense. Okay. So you say, all right, I'm not good enough. Okay, I'm just not good enough. The people said I wasn't good enough. I said I wasn't good enough. When I come to these parties, I don't feel good enough. I don't feel like I measure up. I'm ugly, whatever. If you speak it, I mean, and it's not, guys, it's not really true, but this is the belief that you see. So you speak it out. You say, okay, I'm not. I'm ugly. I'm not good enough. I don't measure up. I don't measure up. And then you calm down. It's something in your body, you calm down because you're no longer fighting. You're not opposed. You don't have nothing to oppose to. You just say, okay, all right, so follow me. So you breathe in and say, okay, this has defeated me. And guys, it's true. In that belief, at that level, at that vibration, at that level and at that vibration, at that belief, that is true. And whatever you do, fighting from that vibration will never work. Did you hear me? It'll never work from that vibration. That's why I'm talking about high and low vibrations. That's why I'm talking. It's not so much of the positive thinking and all these things. I do talk positive, but it's more of a vibration. It's a negative and a positive, but it's more of a lower and higher vibration deal. Okay. And so when you're at that lower vibration, you really can't. You really can't measure up, because this is the belief covering the truth as long as you allow it. But the minute you recognize, okay, if you say it this way, this is what happened. It'll take the charge off. I'm not good enough, or I'm whatever it is that you told yourself, I'm not strong enough. People don't like me, whatever your negative thing is that you're telling yourself, okay? And you say, okay, I'm not good enough, for instance. I'm not worthy. Because that's where everything is at, guys. Us not feeling worthy. That's where it's at, okay? That's where the whole problem is in society with us. And some of us do feel worthy, but a lot of us don't. I'm talking about the ones in me in particular that we struggle with the worthiness, where it could be I feel worthy in one area, you know, then the other one, whatever. We're still dealing with this. I'm not feeling worthy. So you say, okay, I'm not feeling worthy or good, not good enough and stuff like that. I'm not feeling that way. There's a calmness. You breathe, because when you in a negative state, you don't do a lot of breathing, no way. But, you know, well, you found yourself here and you done been here long enough and you done said these affirmations to yourself long enough. It is true from that point of view. And I just want to add to you, it is true from that point of view. And from that point of view, guys, it'll never be right from that point of view. You could never be successful from that point of view. You would never accomplish whatever it is you're trying to accomplish from that point of view. And back to Einstein, where he said you can't solve a problem using the same type of thinking that you created. Okay, so I'm tying that back with that. So it's like this. You're at that level. Okay, you have to face it. Once you face it, yes, I'm at this level. And knowing that, I don't know if you know everything in that level, the people, places, and things, it's going to present to you. That's the way God is. He's going to have a, that this universe is, it reflects to you what you are at that moment. Don't mean that it's you're true in your spirit, but it's what you're believing at the moment. And so everything that contains that, the people, you just can't catch a break. Whatever you're saying to yourself, all the circumstances support it. That's the type of universe. It don't argue with you. It support you, whatever you're saying, guys. Remember that. So you're in that vibration. So you surrender to it. You say, okay, all right. I'm not worthy. I'm not. And you breathe into it. And what will happen is it takes the charge off of everything. Yes, the problem is still there, but it takes the charge off of it. You say, okay, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. You're saying it, you're breathing, I'm not worthy. What happened is all that calms down, all that has, you don't have opposing belief with it. You just accept it at that point. Not that you're going to stay, you just accept it from that point of view. But something else arise in you once you given to, given to defeat from that point of view, if that makes sense. If that makes sense, you give into that defeat. Be defeated by it. Be defeated by it. You need to be defeated by it because you know you created it. So you be defeated by it. So, okay, you allow that. Okay, then after that, something arises in you because you're not fighting anymore. You feel better. And then another perspective, oh, well, maybe I am worth, something else come up. It may not be that strong as you, but you're coming out of it. So when your vibration raised, your perspective changed. And so you're rising out of this, you're not fighting with yourself anymore. You are raising your vibration to a different perspective on this problem or whatever it is that you're dealing with. Your vibration is raising. Then you kind of think you're having different thoughts and you come up out of it. You can still go back to it, but you're coming out of it. You have, kind of defeated yourself in it. And you know how they say, you're so down, you can't do nothing but go up. That's what they mean to all these mean all these sayings are true. You ain't got nothing no reason but to rise. Your spirit rises, you. And so in that moment you're coming up because you don't have nothing to fight with. You're not fighting that circumstances. And if you have this knowledge, okay, I'm not gonna fight. If you just all you have to do is recognize it. Once you recognize it, it dissipate. It doesn't have that much charge. It go away. And you have a different perspective about yourself and your situation. It arise in a way where you can deal with it, or you have some other perspectives, you have some other thoughts about it, ideals about it, and it rises your vibration to a solution. And or if it's self-doubt or whatever it is, you'll think feel better about yourself, better and better. But you have to be in that frame of mind where when you have that knowledge, okay, I'm in there. You're in that vibration, and you really know that you can't win in that vibration. So just by having that knowledge alone will change. It'll change your perspective. You have given into it. It'll change your perspective. Once your perspective change, you're in a different vibration. That's how it happened. It don't take long to get out. And once you do that, you see things different. You see yourself different, or your problems different. And you can solve them in that way, but or you have a different way of looking at it. The other way is, you have to have different sides to your problems or whatever, different perspectives to it. You say, well, let me look at it this way. And if you do that too, that helps too. You say, well, let me look at it this way, that way, try to find a solution and start more talking about your solution, what it'd be like, and use your imagination sometimes. You say, how would it feel like to have this problem solved. Just having the feeling, because that's where everything is at. And that's where guidance is at. It's in the divine. It's within you. So if you sit quiet and say, God will always give you the answers, or you lay it to him by people, he'll send people to you. But you get in and you'll change your perspective, and you say, you start being more on the solution side, divine solution side, or the positive solution side for your problem or your problems. And not saying that everything happened, but if you stay in this vibration, things will change in a much positive way and a better way for you. It ain't something that I'm just talking about. It's something I'm experiencing all the time. It could be small problems, big problems, in between problems, whatever it is, that's, getting on your nerves at that point, at that time. It's still a problem to you. It don't have to be a large problem or a huge problem, or it's just issues in life, and we're all down here together, and we have to know how to, deal with our problems or deal with our issues. And it's all in our feelings. It's all in our the way we handle things, our reactions to things. We act to things strongly when they affect us personally. And it's kind of, hard not to when it's involving your child, or, somebody you know, or personally, something at work, or just life itself. So you want to be able to come from that point of view, that problems, and I'm going to say this too. Sometimes God put problems are in our paths so we can wake up. They're not always a bad thing. Sometimes they'll lead us to other people. If you never had this situation or problem, you can't lead to better things. And they sharpen our skills and how to deal with people, how to deal with ourselves. People always think, okay, if all the problems go away, but you won't know how to challenge the challenges in life. You have to be able to be down there. We're in this dense environment. We're not in heaven where everything is, or, in a place where everything is light. I mean, we're down here in this dense environment where we mixing all these vibrations, together. We got a mix of everything down here. So we got to be able to deal and finagle our way through it. And how better yet? You say, oh, you ever had a problem where you solved it, you feel so good? You say, if I never went through that struggle, I wouldn't know how to, deal with people. Some people, they lose their child, but they can tell somebody or give comfort to somebody else. It was a problem at the time, but they can give comfort to somebody else. So many things have happened where people have problems where they just bring everybody together. They lose their 7-year-old son, and everybody comes together. I mean, it's a coming together with the spirits, and it's more than just, solving problems. Sometimes it's just meant in our path, guys, to go through it. We have to just go through the problem. But if we have a little bit of knowledge how to go through it, it's much easier. It's much better. We can deal with our problems instead of reacting. We can respond. Because, when we react to things, it's at a level of, well, I would say it comes from the history. And sometimes we don't know. You just automatically, that person is touching my kid. What, you didn't get the whole story of it, but it's from history. You just have a reaction, or something happened where you just have a reaction. You assume, and we're just in a reactive mode. We're in a reactive on Earth, environment where we always feel like we have to react, and our bodies are always constantly in reaction. That's why sometimes we get sick. We always looking, either looking for something to react to, or in reaction. So it's just best that we all learn how to calm, be much more calm, be calmer beings, and slow down, slow our lives down enough to know what's going on and what's the calling. I always say that God is, which is true, the divine is always speaking to us, and we need to slow down. And find the answers, or slow down and find out what is this lesson. And sometimes with your questions, I mean, with your problems or issues, you can access, what do I need to learn from this? That's another thing. what do I need to learn from this? Because it's always teaching us, and we always have an opportunity to learn. And if you learn, if you know that too as well, each situation, each problem, each issue is giving us the opportunity to learn who we are, who everybody else is, who the divine is, how we fit in it. And sometimes you have to ask the questions. You have to say, what do I need to learn from this? And sometimes you say, I don't want to learn from it. And most of the time you really don't want to learn. I just want the problem to be gone so I can have some damn peace. But we're in that environment that just don't always go that way. So I'm just trying to tell you when it don't, sometimes it do. Sometimes it's solving next, but sometimes we just have to go through it. We have to be challenged, because we're divine beings. We can handle whatever really come to us. Did you know that? Any problems, any situations, anything that come to us, we can handle. We have the divine within us to give us guidance. We just have to know it. We have to recognize it. We have to recognize it at all times. We have to know we're divine beings, and you have to recognize it all the time. I am a spirit. I exist. I'm a divine being. I exist. You're not just these bodies we're in. That's another thing. We're not just these bodies we're in. We're much, much more than these bodies we're in. The body is within us. We're the spirits that's having a human experience. We're the divine spirits. We come down from the divine instructions. And so there's always guidance. And I have to admit that it don't always feel like guidance, like, Lord, where are you? Say you're guidance, but it's subtle things. It's always there, though. You have to be still enough. You have to, seek for it and know. I mean, it's in your knowing too, as well. If you know that God is there, and then those who don't know God is there, then you ask God, where are you? They say you are, but I don't feel you. And just wait for your answer, or meditate for it, or pray, or whatever. And if you're not a praying person and you're just tuning in, it wasn't by a mistake. You can ask. And you still ask the universe, or, ask for guidance. If you don't want to call it God, because I interchange it with divine, Jesus, God, the infant, several names. So if you don't want to call it that, you call it Jesus, a much higher power, you can call it that. But there is something greater, guys, than us. There's something, a power that's so powerful that create all things. And that's the one you want to be in contact with. That's the one that you have to acknowledge that's within us. That's spirit. So there's nothing, guys, that we come across that I know it say, Lord, don't put more than I can bear. And he don't. Because you can bear it. You got the Christ within you. And whatever it is that's going on with you at that time, and they could, and I'm sure it's a lot, being here. But long as you know within yourself, God, I know you got to be here. I know that there's guidance here. I know that there's presence of God here. And then you ask, what do I do next? Sometimes you can just ask, what is my next step with this? What is my next step? How do I handle this? And you'll get your answers. You'll get your answers. You'll get what you need. But it's the problem. You can't dwell in it. You can't be in it and expect to get out at that level. That level that you're fighting with, that you're trying to grasp with, and you want answers to, and you're trying to, get into a final solution from that point of view, from that vibration, you're not going to win. You're not going to get it. I don't care what. You're not going to win with it. And that's what I'm here to tell you. You're not going to win at that vibration. It's not that you're not a winner, but at that vibration, you're not going to win. And if you just can get these nuggets and get this ideal of these beliefs that came to you in the first place, because it's like this, when you present it with a problem, and you have to know, okay, and sometimes we don't want to say we created it. So, but you know, it can't, you know, you're in it. It's you. You're in it. So there's an, you don't want to say agreement with it, but there's some kind of connection with this problem. You're in it. So you created it. I'm just going to come right out and bold and say you created or drew it to you in a way. So there you are. So then you ask yourself, or you ask the problem, you say, okay, I attracted this problem to myself, or these problems to myself. And you say, what caused it? And you have to know that the ideals together that caused this, that you were somehow in agreement with, that's what it was. Somehow, I hate to use the word agreement with, but you was incongruent with it in some kind of way. You were connected with this problem that you're dealing with. So you say, okay, I attracted it. I'm somehow connected to this problem. And I'm connected to these ideals that I agree to somehow in this problem. I don't even know how I agree, but then that's just the beginning. Just recognizing that part. Recognizing yourself in that. So somehow I created. I don't know what I need to learn from it. I don't know what it is that I needed, but what do I need to do about this problem? What is it that I attracted that's calling me for action in this, if it's calling you for action? But you, when you look at it that way, or you challenge it in that way, it changes right then and there. Because first of all, you've taken ownership that, okay, I'm in connection with this. The more you blame, I hate to say it, other people, other things, I didn't do it, they did it. It's fun doing it. I mean, you know, but it, when you take that ownership, it's powerful. How did I attract this? And what can I do about it? Or what was I thinking before this that attract this? Sometimes we can think some stuff and it attract, and you're like, what was I thinking before? I mean, but if you don't want to do your own investigation, then you're always in, slavery to other people in their life. You're blaming other people, then you have to wait till they change to have your power. And sometimes they'll change, sometimes they don't. Most of the time they don't. So you waiting on them, but you're more powerful when you take and know that the creation is yours. You're creating it, you're attracting it, you're the painter, you're the one painting your own canvas. You're in control of it. So once you know that, I create. And that means I can change it if I create it. Okay? And that's a powerful thing to know. That's how I found out. When I say I create your reality, when they say you recreate your reality, I was shocked. I'm like, that's not true. You create your reality. And it took me a while to grapple with that. I'm like, I create my own reality. I didn't create this, that, and that. And it's true. I mean, I didn't create, you know, these people coming to my house, breaking in my house when it got broke in. They're messing with my kids or messing with me or whatever it was, the problems that I'm having, I'll say it. But the minute I say, you know what? I created. How did I create it? I create my own reality. So that means I can change it. But if I wait for somebody else to, then I'm in their hands. So you created whether you want to or not, because God made us powerful. He made us little creators like he is. God is creator, the creator, and he made us creators of our own lives. Co-creators. I'll just say that. We're co-creators of our lives because God is the bigger picture. And you got to go through him, and he's through you, through us. So it's a co-creating type of deal. So problems are here to solve. They're here to make us strong. They're here to guide us in ways. You say, well, how can problems guide us? Because sometimes your problem can take you to another level. Had you didn't go through that, you didn't know, get on the other side of that to comfort somebody or comfort yourself or know that you're strong, resilient being. So we're here to create. We got a mix of a lot of things going on. And we have to know certain things. And the things we have to know is where God is first within us. So the problem don't seem so bad. It's nothing that God can't saw. First of all, it's nothing that he created. So you go to the creator that informs all things. God informs all things. All things come from the divine. So if he forms all things, he forms me. He forms all the things that's, the moon, the sun, all of it. Then you're surrendering to that which is us. We're part of God. We're the aspect of the creator. And so from that point of view, but it's highs and lows. It's lows vibration. It's all in between. And that's why you get a mix of, mix of things going on. You say, well, I had a good day this day. If you're not paying attention to your vibration, you're not attending yourself, you're not paying attention to what you think, you can get anything. Then you're in automation. Meaning that your brain is on autopilot and it's kind of picking up everybody's thoughts. Have you ever picked up some thoughts that you knew that weren't you if you were paying attention? There's some murderous thoughts going around. It's some all kind of things going around. If you don't maintain your vibration, it can have a mind of its own. It's on auto. It's picking up your vibration, everybody's vibration, because we're all in the same mind. And so you have to be very, attentive to your own life, attentive to your own thoughts, attentive to what God has for you going on, and you're the only one can be your own investigation of what's going on in your life and your thoughts and your feelings and how you want to vibrate. And it starts to me early in the morning or at night or both. Actually, it's what you're thinking before you go to bed. It's what you're getting up in the morning, how it plays on how your day is going to be. I have good days a lot of times. Most of the times I do. I do. Because I pay attention to my body. Now, I'm not saying that I don't have no challenges, but you decide your day in your vibration. I mean, if you go to bed, angry, cussing, it might be valid. I mean, whatever. You upset, I don't know. Something happened during the day that dictated this before you go to sleep. Your vibration is got a mix of a lot of stuff. You didn't clean it up and you went to sleep. Say me, it happened. I'm just tense with it now, but it's happened. And I go, angry. I have an argument with my son or somebody else or these thoughts about it. You know what happened when I get up? And I know I've talked about this before on my show, but I'll get up with the same vibration. I slept, but I get up with the same vibration, that lower vibration that I went to sleep with. And the first thing that come through my mind is whatever it is that ever happened to you, happened the day before. And you say that such and such, he had me so upset last night. There you are. Your vibration is going there. You're upset again early on. And if you don't stop this and say, you know what, and you can stop it in the middle, but if you don't, I'm just saying, it could be dictate how your day is. Things that's, like I said, contained in that lower vibration, everything around it. Somebody else will piss you off on the way to work, or you'll be in that lower vibration if you don't clean it up. And so. So when I, like I said, when I go to bed, I clean my, I do something to clean my vibration, get grateful, get whatever it is you do before you go to sleep. I mean, a lot of people pray, and that's good. That's a good thing. Be praying and grateful, and but you don't be worrying and praying. See, if you believe in God and you know that God is, going to take care of it, you say, okay, God, I give it to you. I'm in prayer. You go to sleep peacefully. But if you're praying, you can't pray and worry at the same time. It's two different vibrations. That's a mixed vibration. So you're going to bed worried and praying. You got a mixed vibration going. So when you get up, you're going to be mixed up. You prayed, but if you worried more than you prayed, and your vibration is of worry, worry is coming, or it's within you. So I'm trying to say it as many ways as I can to my audience and my divine listeners to take a look at their vibrations, and if they even having problems within those vibrations, you can't solve your problems from there. if it's a lower vibration. Now, we ain't talked about higher vibration. Your higher vibration, and you can get higher and higher with this, but you're more of a, you can see clearer. You can hear God more. You can hear your thoughts more. You can hear people more when you're in a better vibration, a higher vibration. You're receptive to things that are, and everything contained in that vibration is coming at you. Good news, people, places, and things giving you ideals. You're going through the day with a much positive attitude, a clearer mind. Have you ever just went to work and, I just feel good today. Everybody, everything is okay. Or it's just fine. It's not necessarily nothing going on, but you feel at peace. You feel at peace with your day, and you feel at peace with yourself and the people that's around you. You're able to communicate in a certain kind of way. You'd be able to communicate better. You're not so much in the reactive mode. So it's all those subtle things. And then you go to bed that way, or you go in meditation. And I get up, I pray and be in meditation before I go to work. It helps me. It helps everything. I talk to the angels. See, that's me. I, get with God, be in union with God. And if you're not a prayer, you just you can say a prayer, or just positive things, or just be grateful. If you're not that, just be grateful of, your surroundings, whatever it is that puts you in a higher vibration than what you were. But yes, this helps me. So anything that helps me and helps anybody out there, I'm going to share it, because this is what I know. I know that the lower vibrations is that you cannot get what you want at it. It's a struggle. It's a battle. You're not going to be able to get anything with saying you're ugly, or you're whatever it is that you're saying to yourself, or I'm not going to be able to get that job, whatever it is. I don't know all the things, but I know that in that particular, those particular vibrations that are lower, you're not going to be able to solve your problems in those vibrations. You have to go up another level or two levels up to even see where the solution is. And when you're talking solution, that's already in vibration with the solution, and everything that contains the solution is in that vibration, if that makes sense. Every level have its containment of whatever it is. That's why you see people who murderers, they flock together. They have something in common. Thieves have something in common. People who are spiritual, whatever. Everybody have their, it could be anything. It could be, people like to save lives or rescue people. They have their own vibration. They attract the people who like to save lives or whatever. The nurses and the doctors, you notice that the policemen, they're in a certain vibration. They talk about, how to get the guy or whatever. They have their own vibration. They have their own group. Everybody is in vibration of who, what they're attracting to themselves. And you have to be aware of the vibration you're in, and what you're solving your problems at, what vibration that you're solving your problems in, and how to come out of it. And know who you are. Know who you are as a divine being first, that you can solve any, God can solve anything that's within you, that really you don't let, have to let your circumstances swallow you in. No, my circumstance, I know that's what it says, but that's not the way it has to be. I'm going to change my perspective about that. I'm going to change my whole thinking, thought press, process about this. This don't have to be. It could be another way, and that's changing your perspective about it. Just know that it's a better way. It's a better way. It's always a better way. It's always a solution in the problem. And if there's no solution that you can, you just have to let it go. Because sometimes we don't know how things end, or, you never seem to solve some. Sometimes they call unsolved issues where, there was no resolution to it. It feels like it. But you resolved in a way. You have to resolve it in a way within yourself. Well, I did all I could. You know, I'm just going to surrender. And then when you surrender to that situation. I can't win. I can't control what's going on. My daughter left. She's out of town. Whatever it is, you know, you surrender to it. And that's another way. You surrender to that situation. And you just, when you did all you could do, you take a couple deep breaths and let God, let go and let God. So it's many ways to do it. But I'm just showing you a few. It's you know, it's infinite ways. God, that's why I have infinite people. You know, it's so many people. It's so many different ways to solve things. But we all know that, or we should know that. If we don't know that, the lower vibration, you're going to get what that gets. The higher vibrations, and the higher you go, you're going to get whatever that contains. So I need to learn these things myself. So I'm sharing with you all the things that I need to know or that I've learned. And I'm not just saying it. I'm living it. I'm doing it. And so I'll share it to the audience that's willing to listen. If it's just anybody, if it's just one person or whatever, just change your perspectives on things. See how that go for you. See if you can find another way in dealing with the situation, then you create it. And I'll just say it again, the situation you created. So it's the fastest you get that, I create my reality, I create my life. There's nobody else creating it. It appears that it's other people, but you take your power. You take your power. You know, what am I going to do about it? It's something in taking your power back, knowing that you create your own life. And so in the fact that you know you create it, you know you can change it. You know that this is where you need to change when those issues come up. You need to be close to God. You need to be in that frame of mind where you for solution. And I'll give you a small, I say it's big things and small things, and I can go on and talk, but I had a situation that kept coming up with my furnace. Now, this is small, guys, but I tell y'all, okay, y'all family, my furnace, it just appeared that something was wrong with it, and I just bought it 2 years ago, and I'll say this real quick, and it just looked like, okay, what is going on with it? It wouldn't turn on. When it got cooler, it was still cool in April in Chicago. But I'll just say this. So I called the guy back that I bought it from and stuff like that, that helped me find out to install it. I said, this is not turning on. Something is wrong with it. It just seemed like within the frame of maybe 2 or 3 weeks, there was something going on with that furnace. Then it looked like the air wouldn't come on when it got hot. So, and then after that, it looked like, I said, this furnace, this is looking like it's a problem. Now I'm like, now how did I attract this? I'm asking, I didn't attract this. I did not attract it. I'm saying to myself too, on another level, I ain't attract this. But anyway, make a long story short, it was water on the, you know, floor, in the bed, a little bit, but it was kind of annoying. Anyway, what I did was, I tell you, this could hurt. This helped me. So I was at my desk. I said, damn, another problem with the furnace. I said, I know what I'm going to do right now. And this, everything is right now. We living in here and now. Okay. I started writing on my piece of paper and, you know, just put aside some time. I said, my furnace is working right now. I just started. I said, solution. That's why I start. Solution. I wrote it down. Solution. My furnace is working right now. Okay, God, wrote it about 20, 30 times, just over and over. I know that sounds crazy. My furnace is working. I don't know what's wrong with it. I don't know how it works, but I just kept on saying it's working. It's working right now. I don't know how it's working. The solution is come. The solution. Solution. Okay. So anyway, I called Angel, my guy, back and found out. But anyway, he found out it really wasn't my furnace. It was something else making the water come. Whatever. The solution happened, guys. I'm just saying I just want to say that. I wanted to put that in, that that's another way. Just go to the solution. Okay? Good night.